Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at BJGeekNation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm Attorney Travis Gagné. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. A new poll gave people six date options and asked which one they would prefer. And they gave people six options. And here's what people said that would be the number one thing. And hate to tell you, but sex is not number one.
Well, I didn't think it was going to be number one for a date.
Yeah.
I mean, that seems like that's the end result of a fun date.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed. Maybe it'll happen. But I never think, oh, what do you want to do for a date? Sex.
That's just Tinder, right?
Sex.
Yeah, that's a booty call.
Yeah.
Well, it's number six on the list, though. So, I mean, it is up there.
Meaning of just bang.
Yeah. Matter of fact, 44% say they would have sex on a first date in 2021. So, that's, you know, almost half the people said, yeah, well, I'll have sex on the first date, sure.
Well, after 2020, yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Right? This well's been dry for so long.
It's cobwebs.
Cobwebs.
Oh, Lord. How many guys, though,
wouldn't? Happy Halloween.
You know, I feel like out of that 44%, it's got to be almost like 100% of guys. You know, if this is a 50-50 poll of women and men, how many guys are saying no to sex on the first date? I mean, unless they hate the first date. But like you said, Steve, like, hey, if it happens, how wonderful that would be. I think most guys would have your opinion.
I'm trying to think of, like, what is the ultimate date? Like, what? You know, honestly, that'd be... be expensive, but I think a great first date would go to a hockey game, go see the Kraken, be around some people, you know, enjoy some food. You get to yell, you get to have fun. Hopefully, they play well so you could celebrate and high five, and high fives lead to sex.
Yeah.
Oh, high fives lead to sex.
That's the shirt that they sell at the Kraken store.
Well, especially if you're going with a hockey fan, like if you were single and you took a girl, I think like your extensive knowledge of the sport might be like, oh, this is cool because I didn't know anything about it before, or vice versa.
Yeah, I think also like even if you're both new to the sport, I think it's so high energy that you probably get caught up in it.
Yeah,
that's an interesting call. I never thought of taking somebody to a sporting event, especially if I didn't know anything about it. It's interesting. I feel like, oh man, if I'm the one that's got to initiate this date, I feel like they're going to ask me questions because I'm the one that said, let's go to this event. And if I don't know anything, I'm going to feel like, oh, I'm going to feel a lot of pressure.
I don't know. If you look at me like, look, I'm just as dumb as you are about this sport. I just thought it'd be fun to eat some. I wanted to try Shaq's Big Chicken.
Right.
Wouldn't you?
Oh, all right. Fair enough. I can see that.
Like a baseball game would be fun, too, for different reasons because you have a fun background to you just hanging out, chilling, and just having a conversation.
Baseball, I could see it 100% because it's way more low-key, and you're just sitting in the seats, and it could be quiet at times.
Depends on the date.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if you're going on a date because you just want to, like, tear it up on the night out and get wasted, like, maybe a Seahawks game or a hockey game would be a fun way to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like the person – well, baseball can be slow and boring for some people. That could be tough. They could be sitting there going, "What are we? Why did you bring me here? It's 3 to 4 hours of this. What? Why?"
But there's time to talk.
Yeah. Yeah.
So each of you can learn a little bit more about each other while you're being bored by baseball.
And if you don't like it, you're like, "Look, we could just go to Dream Girls right across the street."
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah.
Call.
If this is boring, I've got some excitement for you, lady.
The only entertainment that showed up on this list was actually a movie. People still are willing to go to movies.
I feel like a movie's not the way to go.
I never got the movie thing.
Not for a first.
You're not able to talk. Like, you're not able to do anything.
Date 5 or 6 when like you've run out of things to say.
All right,
in all honesty, date 2.
It feels like a movie, like if you want to do a movie thing, it should be you see the movie before and then talk about it, like a book club or something.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like, at least at that point, you'd have something to talk about, and you could talk to the person as opposed to waiting till the end of the movie.
Is dinner just like a plain, like, restaurant number one?
That is number one, sir. Yep.
Yeah, I was going to say pizza.
Yep.
I would fall in line with that.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's my ideal date would just be pizza and beer somewhere.
If you really want to wine and dine, I'm just taking them Mod Pizza.
There you go.
High-end pizza.
Yeah. Ooh, good call.
They get to decide what they want on it.
I'm happy to read that being number one, because I know there were, you know, a lot of people that were self-conscious of going to dinner because they didn't really want to eat much. They didn't want to look like they ate a whole lot. I don't know how many guys had that problem, because I didn't. I would be like, give me all the food. I don't care.
You just got to not go to, like, chicken wings on the first date, because then you're just – they see messy. How much of a slob you are.
It's like what they always say, like, spaghetti, too, is a bad dating thing, because, you know, if you're slurping and the sauce just gets all over your shirt.
And pizza garlic bread.
Yeah, pizza can kind of give you that situation.
Not as bad.
I'm thinking like saucy chicken wings that are just all over your face and the grease.
Yeah, there's that.
And then if they're not eating their wings, you shame them for being like for wing abuse. Look, there's not enough meat off of those wings. Let me finish that for you.
I'm stoked for that, because at that point I get more chicken wings. So,
but what if they've taken like 2 bites out of each wing and then there's still like a bunch of meat on there?
I'm eating them.
Yeah, you got to finish it.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And see, if you go with the dry rub, I think you'll be pretty safe when it comes down to the chicken wings.
You got the ranch.
All right, then.
Are we still talking about chicken wings?
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah, I think we are. Yeah. I thought number two would be number one, and that's getting together for drinks, because it just loosens you up a little bit if you're a little nervous.
See, I feel like nowadays, if I was in that single world, I would be the king of, like, coffee dates.
Yeah.
You know,
that's number three on the list, by the way.
Yeah, it's like middle of the day. You could assess the situation, not feeling it. Take care.
Yeah.
What's the worst that happened? You like lost like $8.
If you're nervous
for one drink,
doesn't the coffee jack you up a little bit? See, maybe just because I run high anyway, I high rev. I need something to calm me down. And if I go for a coffee date, I'm going to even be more nervous if I have caffeine.
Yeah, caffeine doesn't hit you guys. Caffeine doesn't hit me that way.
If you
go to the local heroin store, if you got to calm down.
Oh, all right, thanks, man. It's not on the list, but there it is, number 7.
Harry's Heroin Emporium. It's on Pike Place.
Yeah.
It's a great place. Go.
And honestly, for me, coffee is one of those things that with our schedule, I would need coffee to like stay awake during a conversation. So,
and maybe even an energy drink on top of it.
Yeah.
Well, that's why you get the rum and diet. You know, you get the caffeine and the Coke, and then you get the rum. That's my strategy.
I love this.
Even it out.
And this text just said, "I literally just swiped right on a chick that's wearing a Kraken jersey, and her song was Break Stuff by Limp Bizkit. Hopefully she swipes right back."
Whoa, is that female Steve?
It might be me with a wig on.
That's cool.
Well, man's got to do what a man's got to do.
Yeah. Keep us posted. That sounds like the wedding we all want to be at.
What if that was your way of getting to a Kraken game? I can't afford to go to a Kraken game, so I'm just going to put on a wig and see who invites me to a Kraken game.
It's a good way to do it, Danny. I mean, those tickets can be expensive.
Hey, what do you think of the new Limp Bizkit record?
Yeah.
Who's your favorite Kraken player?
Yeah. Wow. Talk about that's the ultimate catfish right there. Did we talk about going for a walk together? Because people say they like doing that for a first date.
Huh. I mean, walking's like exercise. Why would you want to go to exercise on a date?
Well, then you need to find somebody that has your same exercise regimen ideas.
Actually, exercise is way more than me.
There are people that love hikes and things like that. I can see that work. I would feel like that's more of a couple dates in. You feel more comfortable with the person. Kind of weird to be like, hey, you want to go into the woods with me for the first time?
Yeah, well, you put it like that. See, I wasn't thinking that. I was just thinking about how much I actually sweat on hikes and stuff.
Can you imagine
if I would go on a hike with like Sarah, who's like super in shape, and I'm like, I'm having fun.
This is the best time ever.
Yeah, you really got to know your audience. No doubt. Yeah, I'd be in the same boat, Dan. I mean, I can go for a walk. Like, I can go for an even hike.
You got your poles.
Yeah,
that's right.
Someone says, I feel like coffee dates are a terrible idea. It feels like an awkward interview with somebody.
That's what dating is.
Yeah, it kind of is, right?
Yeah, and I can understand why you'd feel that way, because that does seem to be a place where people do interviews as well. They're like, are you interviewing for a barista or are you guys on the date? I'm not sure.
Yeah, exactly. You're absolutely right. That's why I feel like an alcoholic beverage helps. You know, but then again, you got to be careful not to do too many. But I feel like drinks are the way to go. But everyone's talking, and it is number two on the list. I love a good meal, and you can also get drinks at most places where you can get a meal, so you can still do that.
I wouldn't mind drinks later, but I don't want the night to start with drinks, because I think then there's like a weird, you might be getting a different perception or a different like view of that person, because some people are different when they've had a few drinks in them as opposed to when they don't have a few drinks. So what if you like the person that has a few drinks in them but not the person really that doesn't?
Yeah. Oh,
you can just be like feeding them Fireball every time you see them.
Yeah.
Been there.
All right, that's not a bad idea.
Been there. I think you've described every 1950s marriage, Steve.
Well, I've gone out partying before, and I met this guy, and I'm like, oh, my God, you're amazing. He's like, you're amazing. We talked all night, and we're like, let's get together like the next morning or a couple days from now and hang out. And we just kind of sat there and didn't talk. We just were not vibing sober.
Wow. Yeah, I've had that happen many years. I remember being on a date with someone, and I'm like, this chick's awesome. And we go on an actual date after like meeting at a bar.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, dud city.
Yeah, we have nothing in common. Except we like getting drunk, I guess. I don't know. That sucks. Yep.
Well, so I took a date on Ruston Way for my first date, to walk around Ruston Way. Been together 4 years now, and I got a nice makeout session, too.
Oh, nice.
Took you four years to make out?
Wow.
It was a four-year-long makeout session.
They are saying, like, in this article, 81% of the people do like kissing on the first date. Like, they're all about that.
Dude, Ruston Way in the summer is the spot to go in Tacoma. Like,
dude, yes.
They've got, I mean, you want to do a movie, there's movie theater. You want to go to like fun little like random stores, there's stores like that. And then they got great restaurants. And it's just a party out there, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well,
view of the mountain.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that. Yeah. Oh, I'll have to
get
down there sometime.
Good make-out set spots from what we hear, BJ.
Well, it looks like I can bring my poles there. Looks like there's enough room for them.
Mm. Oh, you and your poles.
Oh, dude, poles everywhere, baby.
You
can even
like
my poles.
You could even rent one of those like little pedal vehicle things, like pedal? A pedal boat.
Are you talking about the Razor scooters?
No, like just like a thing that you sit in and you have pedals on them, and you just pedal around.
Like a bicycle?
No, duh. I know what a bicycle is, Nimrod. It's like a little carriage.
Oh, I know what you're talking. They have them on Alki too. Like the little, what do they call them?
Oh, like the things you get at the beach, like the pedal beach bike.
Yeah,
things.
Yeah, like the thing that like five or six of you could sit in. If you got kids, you can fit even more in there.
If I'm going myself, I think that's going to be a challenge. I'll just keep my poles. But if I have a family of five that I somehow have with me, I'm going to do it.
They even got like bike ones, too, that you could rent.
Oh, I could ride a bike.
A bike or like a little like one that's like loaded a ground bike. I don't even know how those are called.
Yeah, you just don't want me bringing my poles.
Adult big wheel.
Okay. Just don't bring my poles is what you're saying. Just ride anything but a pole.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
KISW, The Rock of Seattle. There's a new poll out, and turns out pretty much almost all of the people say there is nothing more memorable than experiencing something for the first time. And a lot
like
of those
Sour
folks.
Patch Kids.
Okay, well, what? If that's what you got on your list,
chasing that Sour Patch Kid dragon for years now. That first time you have them, your just mind is blown.
So delicious.
Yeah, 70% of people say they wish they could relive some of their favorite firsts.
I thought you said 71% of people are going to say they want to relive the Sour Patch Kid.
Yeah, they do. That's so crazy how lockstep everybody is in with you. So they asked the people, okay, so there's nothing like the first time. What were memorable firsts for you then? And I thought I'd throw it out to you folks and see if you're on the list. It's like, what you think was the best first time experience you ever had?
I am trying to think of something that's like PG, of course.
Why?
Well, I mean, come on. That's like the easy no-brainer thing, I think, for everybody is probably something that's like,
I would not want to relive that, though.
Yeah.
First time.
It's not on the list, what you're saying, Steve. There's a couple things close to that, but not, I think, what you're thinking.
Okay. I mean, that's fine.
I don't think they edited themselves for this list. I hope they didn't. I hope that they were honest.
Because I got one.
Yeah, all right, what you got?
The first time I remember being in a band, and that first time to perform in front of a live crowd.
Yeah.
And granted, Crazy Country Club was the second time. The first time was at our high school. And it was, you know, like after school, anyone who wants to hang out, a bunch of oddly enough, we were a bunch of metal bands, some teetering on Satanist type bands at an all boys Catholic high school. It's like you couldn't ask for a more weird, like, setup, right? But that was such an exhilarating experience. Like that first, I remember we covered a Metallica song and just looking on the crowd and, you know, the 12 people that were there that banging their heads. And I'm like, this is insane.
I guess, you know, first concert, because not everybody gets to be in a band, but I'll put that in the first concert, even though you were playing the concert.
Yeah, I mean, it was the same for me. I'll go with Steve on my first concert. However, our first concert was terrible. We did it at like a youth center, but just actually getting the nod from another local band to like open up for them, it was like, this is amazing. On the what you just said, though, BJ, my first concert ever was The Offspring. And I do wish I could go back to that and just kind of like relive that, like seeing them for the first time and with all these people in a crowd where we're being shoved around. Oh, so great.
Yeah, seeing Motley Crue the first time. I remember just sitting there with my buddy Tom, who we just reconnected on Facebook, which I thought was like, once I saw his name pop up as a friend request, I'm just like, oh, Motley Crue.
Nice. Well, again, these are the first that are on the list. And so first concert's definitely on the list. How about you, Vicky? What's your first that you go, boy, I'd like to go back and relive that?
I think it would be like just traveling by myself, being able to go to different places. Like I remember I went to Europe when I was 17 for a class trip, but then I went again when I was 24. And I just being able to go in a different country, having my own schedule. But I also kind of wish I could change up a few things, like maybe bring things that were more practical. But other than that, like, I've just been really wanting to travel lately. I really want to go
back. First international trip. That's on the list, too. So good for you, Vic.
It would be fun, like, if I could just go back. And I obviously wouldn't have filmed it because that would have been awkward. But, like, to be able to witness the birth of our child again. Like, to experience that first moment.
Oh, interesting.
Now knowing Tatum for the last couple of years and seeing what she's become, to go back and relive this alien thing just coming out and seeing the world for the first time. That would be pretty fun. I'd want to be, though, almost like sitting in like a chair watching my wife and I have that moment, like be able to witness it like as an outside perspective.
Oh, yeah, like you're watching a movie or something.
Yeah, like I wonder if like nurses like appreciate that kind of thing. Like, or, like if that's like one of the perks of the job. Obviously, there's a lot of crappy things they have to deal with, but the perk of watching somebody experience childbirth for the first time, I wonder if that's like a cool thing for them, or if it's just annoying.
Well, that's a good. I mean, gosh, I would hope it's a cool thing since they have to, like you said, see so much like negative stuff that happens to people in a hospital. Because usually, when you're in a hospital, it's for a negative health condition.
Because I feel like every person's childbirth thing is a different experience. Some it happens in minutes. Some it happens like ours, 18 hours.
Well, yeah. And for me, like I thought that I would never forget like different details about it. But as the years, I mean, you know, it's been almost 8 years that Lily was born, and it's like there's certain things that I'm like, what. Did I cut the cord? I don't remember. Like, and it's like, I wish I could go back and relive it. So it's like, oh, you get to like, re-see everything that happened.
Well, being a dude, I mean, the average man does not remember details the way the average woman can scientifically. So that's why I would love to be able, because I do forget a lot of those details myself, too. I remember just because, you know, Sarah looking at me in the face and screaming her head off. I remember little about Joey being born because it was like there was no drama. He just was like, how you doing? I'm here.
That sounds very Joe-like. Hey, guys. Yeah. Go, you know, Tom Sarah, Brady.
Got here for the party.
Yeah, Sarah caused all the. He was born with a Tom Brady jersey, but we didn't know what number 12 meant at the time.
Gotcha.
It was really odd, but we were like, all right, well, the kid likes jerseys. All right, so that's. So we've got the first international trip, your first concert, Rev, how about you? What's something that you would love to relive as your first?
I think my first job, because it was like the first real job I had over the summer, and it was working as a basically a gopher for a painter company. But it was just interesting because I thought like all of these people were so much older and cooler because I was like 16. But thinking about it, it's like they're probably just like 20-somethings just hanging out. And just to be able to look at that from that perspective as an older person now and seeing where that was.
Yeah, first job is on the list. It is on the list, and it's fascinating because I remember my first job, and there's no way I'd want to relive that. I was so happy to leave it at 15 years old. I was uncomfortable. I felt like, man, I'm the noob, and it didn't seem like it was very welcoming. And I wouldn't want to relive that again. That was not a fun part. I couldn't wait to quit that job. I just was like, can I go back to being a kid again? I don't know why I thought I wanted to do this.
My first job was doing the flipping the burgers on the boardwalk of a beach. Man, I would go back to that in a heartbeat.
It's same like with Dairy Queen for me. Yeah. I would go back in a second.
I'd come visit you in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Though I did forget that I was a paper boy. I guess that was my first job. That was kind of cool. Wouldn't mind going back to being the paper boy again in good weather.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boy, the snow weather paper boy stuff was crap. Oh, I hate that. Well, nobody talked about your first kiss.
No, I wouldn't want to relive that.
Steve was sort of, oh, I mean,
Jennifer cornered me in kindergarten. I don't want to relive that.
Yeah, I mean, I think the first consensual kiss. Can we call it that?
Fair.
Yeah. I had two first good kisses. I remember with my first girlfriend and with my wife. They were good. At least I thought they were good. I don't know how it was for them, but it was good for me. I wouldn't mind reliving that
It was
again.
Good for me.
Well, I mean, that's what I'm saying. I can only speak for me. I liked them both.
Know. Yeah. See, but the question is do you go back and relive these with, like, your knowledge now, and you go back and relive it, and it's like, oh, my God, this was actually terrible, or do you go back and just relive it in that same, like, adolescence mindset?
That would be fun to be able to go back and give tips.
Yeah.
Like, yo, this is really what you want to do.
Yeah.
I just remember, and look, I don't know if you guys, you know, the first time you know you're about to kiss somebody or go a little further, my body was like shaking. I don't know if you just know just how like every part of your body is just like on alert. And, you know, the more you're with somebody, the more time you spend, of course, that feeling goes away. You never have that again, usually. But the first time with somebody, that feeling was amazing. Like, oh, whoa, we're about to do stuff. And
the anticipation.
Yeah.
That's why I go on roller coasters now. I can't go through it with another girl. It's like you're going to go down a roller coaster.
That's a very random connection.
I'm serious, though. Like that's what? That same like adrenaline that kicks through me that it did when I was going to have my
excitement.
First kiss.
Yep.
Yeah.
That, I don't know. The anticipation going up, and then it just all goes downhill.
Yeah,
that.
Everything's aware.
Except the death part. I mean, when I'm on a roller coaster, I feel like something could go wrong and I could die. Oh, I mean, okay. isn't that why roller coasters are scary? Because they're putting you in positions where you're like falling, you know? I mean, and,
it is for me.
Yeah, that's what I don't have that when I'm with somebody where I'm like, oh, hey, I could fall off this.
I got a good one.
All right.
I guess it's not a
And these are memorable firsts that we're talking about. Memorable first times in your life that we're talking about.
It doesn't really fit then. Never mind. I was like the first time that I knew the Seahawks were going on a Super Bowl, but I already knew they were going to the Super Bowl. I guess we experienced it both times. Like the one time we were at the playoff game and then the Seahawks ended up going when they went up against the Steelers. And then the other time was when they went up against and won it against the Broncos. Like I remember being at the stadium for both of those.
Yeah.
And those experiences were just like on a whole other level.
I mean,
more so the one when they ended up beating the 49ers with the tip because it was such a climactic ending that I would love to have relived that moment again.
Yeah, the first sports moment. You know, if you're a big sports fan, that makes a lot of sense.
Just to soak it in and like really like look around, like, cuz that crowd was just like all of us. I mean, unless you were a 49ers fan, of course, but like every Seahawk fan there, we're feeling that exact same emotion at that time.
Now, I am surprised this hasn't come up. Only because of the fact of how much you guys are what you are when it comes to animals. How about the first pet? A lot of people put that down as a memorable first moment for them.
I mean, it was all right.
Oh, mine was I hadn't thought about that. You're right. Some of those first pets are like a goldfish. I guess you're right. Maybe the first real pet, the first like you
first
know,
dog,
pet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When my brother came home with our first dog, I was just like, this is incredible. Finally, years of begging and we've got one.
What was your first dog's name?
Allie.
Aww.
Named after the Beastie Boys song when they go Alibaba and the 40 Thieves. Alibaba.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
So it was
Kerry Blue Terrier.
Oh, nice.
She was badass.
Sounds like it.
And first car also is on the list, which I do remember
Station
my first
wagon.
Car.
Yeah, I wasn't too impressed with my first car. It was just whatever my grandpa gave me.
I would love to have my first car back.
Oh, really?
A, to troll my wife because she would never want to step foot in it. And B, because the thing was just awesome and it was a tank. And I have so many great memories from it.
Oh, yeah.
I would like to have my second car back. My first car was a bit of a mess. But my second car was a Mercury Comet. And even people, and it had a hood scoop. It was fake, but it was a fake hood scoop. But it still looked cool. I mean, everybody thought, dude, you finally have a cool looking car. And it was gold and black. And, oh, man. And it had some speed to it. And I almost ran in. I was trying to race somebody and I almost ran into a pole. And I was like, I'm done with this.
It is a cool looking car, man, looking at it online.
Yeah, and I'd love to have that back. I had a Chevy Vega as my first car, and that one I don't need back.
We still have my first car, which was a 1988 Honda Civic hatchback, and it was my first car, and then I passed it along to my brother, and now I have a 2.5 or almost 3-year-old brother, and we're kind of trying to see if we can hold off and keep that car running until he turns, 15 and a half.
Jeez. Oh,
so it could be that's the joke. Like, I think it would be awesome if he could have that as his first car too.
But he's going to look at you and go, oh, I'm glad you thought it was awesome.
Well, I mean, he loves jumping on it now, so it's like, all right, kid.
Oh, yeah,
go
sure.
For it.
When he's 15, he's going to go, oh, yeah, when I was a toddler, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
You should base everything I liked 13, 14 years later on my toddler
and
activity.
It's like, hey, this was my car, this was your brother's car, now it's your car, kid.
Yeah. He's going to be like, there's no interconnectivity for the phone.
No.
There's no fancy gadgets. There's nothing. Thanks.
No. There's,
thanks, sis. There's, you're
like,
the best.
Actually, I think there's a CD player in that thing. So it is kind of fancy.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure by the time he's 15, CDs are going to be all over the place.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another question from a listener. I'm getting my wages garnished. Can bankruptcy help with that?
Absolutely. One of the big reasons people file bankruptcy is because they have a judgment or a lawsuit against them, or their wages are getting garnished, and so they can't pay their other regular ongoing bills. People sometimes think that you can't file bankruptcy once they have a judgment against them or once a garnishment has started, and that's not true. Filing bankruptcy will immediately stop any garnishment that you have going, except for child support, and stop your creditors from continuing on with garnishments of your bank accounts, your wages, and in most cases will discharge that liability through the bankruptcy process. And we can file a bankruptcy case for you usually the day you come in.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.